Welcome back to Brief and Not So Brief. I'm Seth.
And I'm Ethan.
And this time we're going to be talking about the Blank Has Fallen movies. I guess the series technically is called the Fallen series.
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to think. I was telling you a few minutes ago that I think the way this even came about was we were looking at like movie pass options because we had heard that there was going to be a new Regal subscription service. And we were trying to figure out, well, could we go to see a movie every week and make that worth it? And you were looking through like what's coming out this summer. And one of the things that's coming out is Angel Has Fallen. And you hadn't seen either of the movies.
Yeah.
Whereas I had seen Olympus Has Fallen a few years ago. So Olympus Has Fallen happens to be on Netflix at the moment. So we checked that one out last week at some point.
Yeah.
And then tonight we actually watched London Has Fallen. Yeah. So those are the two movies that we're going to talk about.
And we're doing that just as in kind of anticipation for Angel Has Fallen, kind of like what we did with Old Man Action movies, you know, in lead up to John Wick 3. Similar situation here.
Yep. So Olympus Has Fallen. I was looking. I hadn't ever looked at the ratings on it. I remember when I watched it, I thought, you know, that's better than I expected it to be. Mm-hmm. Partially because at the time, I think Olympus Has Fallen and White House Down came out at about the same time. And, and people tend to think of them in the same, you know, if they think of one, they think of both.
Yeah.
And White House Down looked truly dreadful. I haven't actually watched it, so I don't know.
Yeah.
But I remember having very low expectations for Olympus Has Fallen and really actually enjoying it. However, it does have a 49% for the critic rating on Rotten Tomatoes, which, if I'm honest, sounds about right.
Yeah.
The audience score is 66%.
Yeah.
Which also sounds about right.
Quality, you know, not going to be the most consistent across critics, but just entertainment value.
Yeah.
It's pretty high up there for me.
It is. Yeah. 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 And so then in terms of like what kind of business it did, I mean, it's got a whole series, right? So you'd think this just did gangbusters business, right?
Mm-hmm.
$70 million budget, $98 million domestic gross, 99.
Mm-hmm.
And it also did $70 million overseas, but I mean, that's...
So almost double, it over doubled its budget over the whole world, right?
Yeah, I mean, $170 million total.
And if this came out at a similar time as White House Down, they'd probably like, oh, which one should I go to? And
maybe.
Kind of split it.
But yeah, I mean, it's not like this one did absolute gangbusters at the box office. So I'm kind of surprised that they greenlit a second movie.
That's true. Yeah.
Given the critical reception. Because then you look over at London Has Fallen, and it actually did, it did much better overseas, probably because of the international
appeal.
Flavor of it, right? But it had a $60 million budget, and the domestic gross, you know, it basically made its money back domestically, and then it did $143 million foreign. So it, you know, it actually made more money than the first one on a smaller budget. So in that sense, I guess I get why they greenlit a third one.
Yeah. What's the, what were the reviews for, I mean, the tomato
right.
meters?
Yeah. Tomato meter for Olympus Has Fallen. Oh, I said, I'm sorry.
It's pretty low on the critic.
Whoa. Yeah, it is. So London Has Fallen has 26% from critics.
Yeah.
And 51% audience. So we'll see, you know, what we think of each of them. Not sure it's necessary to go through the plot.
No.
Really. In both cases, right, it's some, you know, terrorist organization of some kind trying to take down the US president amongst other rulers in the when you factor
in the first one, it's just kind of the whole kind of, I guess you could say, cabinet of the of the U.S. presidency, because there's the president, secretary of state, secretary of defense, you know, obviously some others, vice president. Well, I mean, at the time, he wasn't the vice president. It was like the speaker of the house ended up being the president for most of the movie,
right?
Considering the circumstances. And then the second one, it's just him referring to the president with a ton of other kind of leaders.
We should probably list off some of the cast in case anybody's listening to this and they have no idea what the movie is.
Yeah.
So Gerard Butler plays Mike Banning, inexplicably American when he clearly should just be Scottish because his American accent is not fantastic. Plus, it sounds cool. I mean, Scottish accent is cool. So why not just, you know, you can be on the Secret Service and be Scottish, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, so he's a part of the President's Protective Secret Service kind of group.
Right.
And Aaron Eckhart plays the president. Morgan Freeman plays the Speaker of the House. for, well, I mean, that's his actual title, but he ends up being like four different things at some point, just because people start getting killed and he moves up the rank.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then I don't even remember who played the vice president in the first movie, because I think he was killed.
I think so too.
But I'm not sure, actually. I mean,
yeah, I don't.
Know, it's the kind of thing where you don't keep track of intricate plot details.
Yeah. But it's kind of like a... So here's the thing, is that when we started watching, I didn't know it was R, which I didn't care. Like, I've seen R before, but I just didn't know. I thought it was PG-13. So they started killing people, saw blood, multiple F-words. I was like, oh, I guess this is R. So it got pretty violent, which I wasn't aware of. Didn't bother me. I was just like, oh, sweet. This is going to be a little bit more fun than I thought.
Yeah. And Although your mom was watching with us.
Yes. And so this is kind of like a... This kind of sounds like an insult, but it's kind of like a wannabe John Wick, just because there's a lot of violence. It's claustrophobic. It's one guy versus a ton of people. It's not as well shot, obviously, but it's not awful. It's still entertaining to watch, and you can still tell what's going on most of the time.
Yeah.
And there is a uniqueness to it being something that, you know, probably couldn't happen, but it's something that probably, you know, is talked about in...
Oh, I'm sure there's scenarios for it.
Oh, yeah. And it's just interesting because, like, this is a more realistic take on, you know, a terrorist, you know.
Apart from the initial setup of it. Because I don't believe that you could fly an airplane. But I mean,
like, this is a, like, in John Wick and those kind of things, there's, like, a spy world. This is, like, the actual world. Mm-hmm. So it's not amazing, but it's pretty entertaining. It kind of just says, you know what? We're going to put forward some action. You're going to just watch it and enjoy it. We don't want you to question it, because if you do go back and question it, like most movies, you're going to find some plot holes that kind of undermine the whole movie. But, you know, we weren't too worried about that. We were just kind of wanted to have a good time and watch a good action flick.
Yeah. Oh, so talking about the direction, I actually didn't look up the director of London Has Fallen. I don't know if it's actually Antoine Fuqua who did Olympus Has Fallen.
Oh.
But he also directed The Equalizer. And Shooter.
Those are pretty similar movies.
Yeah, in a lot of ways. One guy against a bunch of people.
Right? Yeah.
But I feel like he's a pretty good action director.
Yeah.
And one thing that I will say that I really enjoyed about Olympus Has Fallen is like the direction of the hand-to-hand stuff. I really liked. It's not quite the John Wick wide shot kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. It does have some cuts to it, but still, I feel like, even in The Equalizer, right? The action is not, it's not amazing directing, but it's very short, good
and fast paced, and it works.
Yeah, it's serviceable to, and you know, it's perfectly fine, right? Yeah, I mean, it sounds like I'm damning it with faint praise, and I'm not. I really do enjoy the way Antoine Fuqua shoots action.
The thing I liked is that a lot of times in a movie, you'll see like, oh, he has the opportunity to use a gun here. Why wouldn't he use a gun in these situations? Like, he's trying to be covert. At least in the first one, the main threat is like, hey, if you send anyone after here, after us in this bunker, we're gonna start killing people. So he has to basically go through and get rid of people without them knowing, which gets a little bit more suspenseful, which makes it kind of on the edge of a thriller. I wouldn't say it's a thriller, but it has thriller elements. And then in London, there's a lot more a gun work, which makes sense because it's just kind of an all-out.
Yeah.
There's more people to it because it's not just him. It's also some other teams and some other people.
So I guess we didn't actually do our normal thing where we say if we liked it or didn't like it. It sounds like we're both saying we liked both of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I definitely prefer Olympus Has Fallen.
Okay.
I've only seen London Has Fallen one time, but I feel like in the first one, you can kind of go, okay, in his element in the White House, this guy with insider knowledge and very good training, I can see him
actually
pulling this off, right?
London Has Fallen is a little bit more absurd.
It is.
It quite a bit more absurd, honestly.
That's the funny thing, because I feel like the setup in Olympus Has Fallen with the C-130 come in and starting to, you know, mow people down in the streets, I'm like, I really don't think you could get away with that for very long before you got taken down by something. And so that I had to suspend my disbelief there. Then once it's all inside the White House, you know, him taking people down covertly, I'm like, that makes sense. Whereas in this one, I feel like the setup, I'm like, I don't know, maybe all those things work.
Well, I mean, the thing that's interesting is like they were discussing at the very beginning of the movie, like they're going into somewhere with a lot of security from other agencies. Like, it's a little bit more unpredictable.
Yeah.
When they're at the White House, it's all their stuff. They know all their routines and all their kind of their jobs. They know what they're going to do. When they're in London, it's a little bit more, they're probably a little bit nervous because like we're not within the safety of our own military. And so the thing that I did enjoy about both is that they, once they kind of, the first thing goes off, it domino effects into these other things that makes you feel like, okay, this is a really big citywide event. Because in the first one, you've got like the plane comes in and there's the bombers and then there's the people come out of the ambulances and police cars. So
and the dump trucks.
Boom, boom, boom. Yeah. And then this one, referring to London, is following the same thing. There's, you know, the police officers, the Royal Guards, the bombers, like it just keeps going. And so you like realize that this is a legit like threat that they're not going to be able to just be like, all right, send some people in and take care of it.
Right.
Like they're actually stormed and they're not going to be able to do much about it, which is why it sets up to be suspenseful.
We're not going to talk about these movies separately really here. In London Has Fallen, they even sort of have that conversation about, well, should we just send in our troops? And they decide, no, we don't want to, you know, escalate this into basically street warfare all through London, because that's not going to get the president out of this. Because that's the thing, right? In the second one, four world leaders are assassinated, I think. Five.
No, I think it might have been seven.
Yeah, it was at least four at some point. And then it turned out that the PM of Britain had been assassinated as well. And so, you know, the president is not the last man standing, but he's the one that they're after, right? And you have him and Banning trying to,
because if you take out the U.S. everybody. President, the logic is everything else kind of takes care of itself.
Well, but I think it was an actual vendetta against him, right?
Yeah.
He was the one that they really wanted
for sure.
I don't. There's the part where the French prime minister is sitting there on the river in a boat, you know, and it just happens to get taken out by a passing barge that was full of explosives. I'm like, did you know that the French president was going to be douchey and stay behind? Yeah.
I think it was, the shockwave was pretty darn big. I mean, I see your point.
So I criticize Gerard Butler's American accent and everything, but he's very up to the action stuff. I feel like he really does a good job with I mean, I'm sure they have some stuntmen in there as well, but there's a lot of where you can see that he's doing the actual work, which is really cool. So I like that. And, and like you said, like it leans into the R in that the violence is, you know, is quite,
there's a lot of blood.
It's definitely there. Yeah. And I mean, it's digital blood. It's not, it's not the greatest.
You can tell it's,
but, and then there's language, but I don't feel like it's excessive. Like I was telling you, I'm like, if you're in this situation and you drop a few F-bombs, I'm not going to be criticizing you for that. I think there's 30 or 40 F-bombs in it.
Yeah, but like it was kind of like in certain movies, it's adults, it's pretty much battle. Like I feel like that's realistic to what would actually happen.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I was perfectly okay with it. Like you said, it seemed realistic.
I liked when Banning captures a couple guys and Olympus Has Fallen, and he's, you know, trying to scare one of them into talking, so he kills the one guy.
Suddenly.
And then he calls on a satellite phone, on the president's satellite phone, he calls the Situation Room, kind of, and says, you know, I got my information from these guys. And the Angela Bassett character, who I think she's the Secretary of Defense, says, are they alive? And he says, ask me a serious question.
Yeah.
I like that. That's a, you know, it's a quality. Well,
there was another line in London Has Fallen that I can't remember that he said, and it's just kind of like a, this is what it was. He was like, Aaron Eckhart's president was like, you know, was that necessary? No.
Yeah.
Right. When he just totally destroyed a couple of guys. But
yeah, he straight up murdered that guy.
Yeah.
I mean, not that I'm saying he should have let him live, because he was clearly still a threat. But the president was going, you know, maybe that's not the way we want to do things. And we noticed a couple Schwarzenegger lines in there, right? Yes, there was some.
It's funny because, like, if there was a – and this shouldn't happen, by the way. If they decided to make a new Terminator series, just recast it all, it'd be kind of funny to see him be some sort of Terminator.
Well, he's not as big as your Arnold. But I'm saying that would work, right?
Yeah.
Because having hulking people, they don't exactly blend in. What were the lines that he had, you know, we got to get to the chopper, right?
Yeah, and then he had, stay here, I'll be back.
Yep. And then there was one that was a Matrix reference, I thought, right? Oh, right, from Aaron Eckhart, right? That's the sound of inevitability.
Yeah.
So I don't know if they were deliberately doing that.
Yeah, I don't know either.
But anyway, I like I like it when there's a sort of an Easter egg of a line. Mm-hmm. Anything else we need to talk about this?
No, it was just kind of a, hey, let's talk about a action movie you can turn your brain off to. You know, I need a couple of these.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you need the movies that don't require cerebral thinking for the whole entire movie, which we watched a couple of those.
Yes.
And so now we have these to kind of give us a little bit more relaxation. So soon enough, it's probably going to be time for some more interesting ones.
Right. Yeah, I guess I look at this as like summer blockbuster
and
kind of thing where it's like Chris Tuckman was saying about Crawl, which we also saw recently, right? He's like, in the summer, I want this kind of movie where it's just, you know, it doesn't mess around.
Short run times.
Yeah.
Actually, these two movies, though, were not that short. London Has Fallen was like hour and 40.
Hour 40, yeah.
But Olympus Has Fallen felt pretty long for me, honestly.
It was right at 2 hours, and it had to do a little bit of world building right there, where it had the first lady die, you know, so it had the, you know, the president doesn't like this guy, but he has to rely on him anyway thing, where they didn't have to do that in the second movie, and so it was shorter. So I'm hoping Angel Has Fallen
is like around the same.
What's it even about? Have we seen a trailer for it?
Oh, yeah, we have.
We have.
Okay. Morgan Freeman, as the president, appoints Mike as the Secretary of Defense or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they get like drone struck.
Okay.
Is that how you would say it?
They get hit by a drone strike, right?
They get by a drone strike. Yeah.
Drone struck. I think drone struck is a good.
Drone struck.
It's like moonstruck.
Yeah. There's a drone strike ordered and he's accused of the murder or the attempted murder of the president.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so the president survives, but then they take him custody. So he has to like escape and then figure out who actually framed him. So.
Sure. Yeah. I remember seeing that one. So should be interesting to see. So, I'm giving both of these a solid. Yep. You probably enjoy it. If you like just an action movie that's not too smart, but, you know, that is pretty well directed. I feel like like I said, the plausibility of the London Has Fallen thing where he's leading the SAS team.
On
the assault. I'm like,
no,
like, all the bad guys are doing stormtrooper aiming, and Banning just has, like, he can lean out of a car door and hit somebody between the eyes, right?
Yeah. But he also, it's funny because he does the, he sprays the gun and he manages to hit a couple people.
Yeah.
But then there's also the fact that, Morgan Freeman's character is like, hey, there's 100, no, it wasn't his character. Someone's like, there's 100 plus terrorists. And was there 20 of them? Like, they're not getting in there. As dumb as they can be, as dumb as the terrorists are, they are not getting in there.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't care because it was entertaining.
It was still fun. Yeah. If you like your movies with more awesome than, you know, thought, then this works. So we have been watching quite a few movies, and so I'm trying to convince Ethan to more regularly sit down with me to record some so that we can get a few episodes out this summer. But we'll definitely do one on Angel Has Fallen once we see it.
Here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay. So I think that's about it. You can tweet at us at Brief Not So Brief if you want to, and you know, tweet at me to tell Ethan to record more often with his dad. It's quality time with dad. And I guess we'll talk to you next time. Yep.
Yeah. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Ethan.
Bye.
Bye. I'm turning these on because I want to get a recording of me doing the predator sound. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
And kicking and screaming. All right. Welcome back to Brief and Not So Brief. I'm Seth.
I'm Ethan. All right, I don't know why I looked at you.
And try that again.
Laughing.
Okay. Yeah, I know. That it happens with James and Colin, too. You can't make eye contact.
Are you going to put it in?
Oh, at the end. Yeah, definitely.
Oh, goodness.